Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, STI, how to change your heart.
Been into the title thing, cause I figured that the next step was buy a ring. Never thought I'd be saying, girl, this is not a fling, or be trying to sing for shorty, yo, my girl, just in case you had a doubt.
Yeah, STI, how to change your heart. Welcome to the Emotion Picture. And for the first time in a long time, we back.
I know.
And Jazz, you wearing Guess Who's on the phone right now?
Not Shaw.
Yo, Shaw was
Yo.
Good.
Oh, wow.
Good.
What's going on?
Forward here at 759, just waiting.
Wow, he was in the queue?
He's in the queue.
What's up?
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what that means? That means he's back
now.
In the ATL right now. That's what that means right there.
You done running the streets of New York?
I mean, a little something. Yeah. You know, New York had me running around a lot, but sitting in one spot right now, so, yeah.
Hey, well, that makes all three of us wonderful.
And you know what? We have our fake engineer, Kawan, actually should be working today's show. That's what he said. Yo, tonight, I'm going to be on tonight. And, of course, Kawan is not here. So we are still on the lookout for an engineer. We're still on the lookout. We've had a lot of people promise he was going to do it. They didn't do it. But, you know.
That is really, let's just forget him all the way. Let's not mention his name anymore. Yeah, all why
right,
are we mentioning
so
his name?
Him and A-Bars.
A-Bars called me after the show.
Did he?
He did.
We want another date?
Aries can't hear anything. Aries, okay, let's kind of refresh.
Well, I don't know. She needs to turn her, Yeah, I see how can you refresh your pages. Anyhow, as you guys know, we took a week off last week. Had to take care of some personal business. We're back. But the week we were here, we started up the prank call segment. It was pretty funny, I think. We prank called. Did you catch that, Shaw? You caught us prank calling Ms. J?
Nah. He's dealing
with
a lot, man. The last 2 weeks was crazy.
Yeah,
so,
we had one of our callers, who's actually a deputy sheriff down in Georgia. We had, exactly. We had somebody call her, telling her that she just got out of jail, and her son promised her a place to stay. So it was pretty
that
funny.
Was
maybe we play that one day, maybe later on. But we also implemented the dating game. We're still waiting for people. We're waiting for guys. I think we have a lot of girls. Right, Jess?
I have one guy.
A lot of girls.
I have one guy.
Yeah, one guy? Where'd you live?
Uh-huh. We're good.
Where'd you live?
In Florida, but he's mobile. He can make it as far north as New York and as far south as Jamaica.
Holla. Okay. We do have one woman in the tri-state area. We have one in Georgia and one in Florida. So, again, if you'd like to be a part of the Emotion Picture dating game, you can email us at brightideas@theemotionpicture. Or hit us on Facebook. So, just like on TV, you guys go out, come back, tell us about it. You want to go out again, we pay for it. You know, that's how we do.
All right.
I'm hearing we're having some trouble over in the chat room. If you cannot hear, I would say dial in 323-657-1479. And as always, dial 1 to speak until somebody figures that out. You know how to listen.
Our engineer.
Yeah, our engineer, exactly. So, what's today's show about, Jazz?
Today's show is about Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny, and platonic relationships. All things that do not exist. I wasn't supposed to give my take on the topic just yet. But tonight we're going to be exploring if men and women can truly have platonic relationships. And we're talking about heterosexual men and women. So not, you know, my best friend is a gay guy and we love to shop and talk hair and that type of thing. No. We're talking about, you know, straight men, straight women in platonic relationships. Define between as friendships between two people of the opposite sex, and how can it work? Is it possible? Do those things exist? And can you have that type of relationship without it interfering with an existing non-platonic relationship? So that covered.
That's a lot.
Sha, you got any?
Yeah, I'm just
female friends.
Do I have any female friends?
That you haven't, you know, that you're not planning to, you know, let a smack down on.
I have female.
Don't be right.
I don't know what to call them. They, you know what? They are friends by default because that's the best name that we both could come up with from the English dictionary that would, you know, make them that, like. In my world, they're probably more associates slash acquaintances slash people I work with, that type of thing. But, you know, it depends on how deep you go with that friend term. You know, I take friends kind of serious. And, like I said, we're friends by default. I don't know. You think you have some friends, don't you? I'm sure you do.
Yeah, with me?
Yeah.
You know, I don't mean. I think I have plenty of female friends that there's no five or six, you know. Huh?
Is everyone
happy?
You
know, I don't be having no clue, though.
That...
So
right, exactly.
I'd be happy. I'd be cool. You know, I like, there's nothing wrong with, I think, just having a few good-looking women around, you know, hang out with. Make you look good.
If you are a friend, and I'm doing the, you know, quote-unquote bunny ears, if you are a friend of DJ Victorious's and you would like him to notice you.
Step up.
In more than a friend way.
Your bright idea, emotionpicture.com.
Please call him tonight.
They clear your secret love for me. 323-657-1479. I love to hear it.
Yes,
but, you know,
you have to tell him.
You must tell me. That must come with a
true.
Box offering. Don't come declare no love without a box offering. I'm telling you.
What's in the box?
The box.
You soon shall see.
Anyhow,
you know, preparation for the show.
I'm sorry. Ari is saying that she truly thinks that you would help bail her out of jail and vice versa. So she considers that to be a friend.
Aries,
you bad girl.
I haven't bailed her out. No, I have not bailed her out. I'm willing to, though.
But what would you want in return for that?
I think I feel shy. Well, you know, if I'm bailing you out, you know, make them pay like they weigh. It depends on how much the bail was, I guess. But
exactly.
People say, though, you know, on our Facebook page, that it can't really work unless the male and female have actually tried to get it on before and failed. And they say, okay, we'll just be friends. So, Jazz, is that what you think?
I saw that comment that one of our friends on there wrote that, you know, it never starts out that way, or at least one person is attracted to the other person, and then they may give it a shot, and then when it completely fails, then you can go back to being friends. So, yeah, I agree with that. But there's always that, you know, that tension in between two people, I think, or at least between, you know, one person and the other one. Kind of reminds me of the discussion we had about the friend zone. You know, someone wants something to happen, and then, you know, when it doesn't, then you guys are kind of on level playing field, I guess. But,
kind of.
I mean, are we really animals like that, where whenever you
yes.
see a person of the
yes.
opposite sex, you just got to...
Yes.
Is that everybody? Not me. I mean, what if one of them
John
is, you know,
quote-unquote
ugly? Because not everybody is attractive.
No,
I wrote about...
If you remember my Can Men and Women Be Friends post from MondayRamble.com, shameless plug, I wrote that one of the rules would have to be that not even both unattractive, guy would have to be unattractive to her. And that is possibly a way. Girl being unattractive is not enough because he'll still do it. He would still do it.
Well,
you're saying that attraction has nothing to do with opportunity, basically.
Yeah, like, there's very few instances. Like, if a guy is in a really, really, you know, if he's an evolved individual and in a relationship, like, that's one of those guys that, you know, he's got the girl he wants. He doesn't mind having, you know, female friends, and it's cool. And even if she's hot, he may be able to get away with having somebody as his friend. But that woman, if that guy is attractive, is most likely she would have to be evolved and in a great relationship. And how common is that? Totally. It doesn't happen.
Right.
Ever. Wait a minute. How common is what? Being in a great relationship?
For two people to be in great relationships and be like, you know what? I'm good.
Y'all.
I'm straight. I don't.
Yeah, I'm bitter.
No,
it's
we're not
the truth,
bitter. I think we're realistic, and we can, and we're not gonna sit here and pretend that those, you know, those little innuendos and those feelings between two people don't exist. And about the person being ugly, or I personally don't really put myself in those type of situations where I'm not really gonna. There's gonna be some level of attraction as to why you're gonna become or how you're gonna become my friend and what type of friend you're gonna
yep.
become. I agree
yep.
with Aries in the chat room. She says that she doesn't have very many male friends because they eventually start to look at her lustfully. And I agree with that. And men do that. You might think like, oh, you know, he's really cool. We'll go out and have lunch. You know, it's a work type setting. And then he'll make that pass and it's completely awkward. So just to avoid that situation, I'm really going to hang out with people that have potential to maybe be more than friends. And I'm not saying that, you know, you're not going to just have a regular high by maybe every once in a while you go bowling with a group of friends or things like that. But I'm not going to sit hanging on the telephone and telling you all of my woes and then it turns
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
That's
cool. Exactly. So what does that make him? Does that make that guy a friend or that you would probably have a casual lunch thing with, but you know that if you send him that text like, yo, what's good, it's going down?
It's going to ruin everything.
It?
And then
what?
You're going
so really
to forcefully put him in the friend zone. I agree with you. You're not friends. You're acquaintance that you are keeping very clear boundaries and things with. Mm-mm. I mean, I think that, Vic, you're able to have these relationships because either you choose not to recognize that there is this thing going on between the two of you or... you really want to think that everyone is, you know, good-natured and kind.
God bless my heart. God bless me. God bless me and my good Christian soul.
I don't even
know
if it's a Christian soul. I just think you lack experience with certain situations. So I get the call like, yo, what does this mean? And I'm like, what are you talking about? You mean
she
was naked at the crib?
Nah,
yes.
you know what it is. You know what it is that, you know, I'm a pretty upfront guy. You know, so when
really?
A woman isn't upfront, yeah, I'm upfront. Now I'll shut your mic off if you disagree. So when,
but it's a woman though.
Front, yeah, well,
you're talking about a lady who's not like gonna say, "Hey, do you mind putting something in me?" She's gonna do
they
it pretty subtle.
Sometimes.
Huh?
they think of it sometimes, though. And would a woman really hang on for 3-4 years waiting for that moment?
I mean, she's not really waiting. She's waiting for you to make the move. And you're probably throwing the signals like you know, you want to get out the friend zone, but at the same time, you're just really being a nice guy.
So you're telling me that every woman, every female friend that I know secretly wants to fuck Victorious?
Yes.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
Holy shit. Wait a minute. There's a split decision right there. Which one of y'all is right?
I am. I've been consistently right over the last few months.
Ladies, if you think Jasmine is right, you need to email brightideas@theemotionpusher.com. But shout
out.
I don't want to do that.
Or they want you to bail them out of jail. Or they want, you know.
Yeah. The only reason I'm not going to run with that, Jazz, is because he's kind of an extremist. And if you tell him that, he's going to call him and be like, listen.
He's still not going to do it.
Yeah. And he'll call us and be like, you know what, I tried and she said no, and then, you know.
And that'll be the next show, Rejection, next show on TheEmotionPusher.com.
Yeah.
So there's some good points coming up in the chat room. Nikki Blue says people use the term friend too loosely. Agree with that.
Exactly. That is my point.
Mm-hmm. What's up, Nikki Blue?
And then she says, do you mind putting something in me? No, she was quoting Shaw.
Who said that?
Oh, yeah.
She was quoting Shaw. Just kidding. And then Penn State Doc says, when a person is ugly, they stay in the friend zone. Bottom line, we can end the show now. Agree with her.
Yeah, people stay in the friend zone until like tax bracket switches. And then Ms. J is looking at them like, you know, they got their weight up.
Then they start looking kind of good.
Then they start looking all right when they paying for trips.
Yeah.
Who's at the door?
You can let them in.
We got somebody here. You know who this is? We spoke about this guy earlier. You mean Kawan? Kawan's good.
Whoa! Push the button.
I'm
there. You did. Come on.
Oh. Yes. What's going on, y'all? Yo.
Hi. So nice of you to show up.
just getting here, so I'm just still listening, trying to get the feel of what you guys are into right now. So proceed.
Okay, well, you know, we started the show off
with
being pissed off at you.
yeah, everybody. That was our would-be engineer, Kawan. He showed up. Kawan showed up to work about 18 minutes late. Even Shaw's not that bad. So, you know, hopefully he'll be around next time.
Ray Leo takes a life.
Oh, you're off now. So, you said it, Michael. But I have a question. We're going to come back to me, you know, later on. So you guys are telling me that if you had significant others in your life, you wouldn't mind that person having a friend of the opposite sex that once was with or was rejected by another person?
Nope.
Like, that's Michelle. You know, we're friends. Yeah, I tried to get at her 2 years ago, but she wouldn't have me. That's my, you know, I mean, you're comfortable with that?
No.
Nope.
So basically, there's no reason for you to have an opposite sex friend, period, ever.
Nope. I mean, I think
you can.
People around for certain reasons. Like, for example, people around for different reasons. Like, for me, when I'm in a relationship with someone, I need to know who these people are and what do you need from them. You know, I'm supposed to be meeting your emotional, physical needs. What is she there for? Oh, you know, she's the person that handles, you know, maybe she's your accountant or something like that, or old friend from college. Oh, great, let's all go out, you know, and have dinner together. You know, it's a group thing. Or something significant happens in her life. Oh, okay, that's great. We'll go to her wedding. You know what I mean? Or whatever. And I understand that there's friendships you keep in touch with on Facebook and email and things like that, but this whole notion of, like, that's my best friend, or I share everything with him, I share everything with her. Hell no, because if you have that, what do you need me for?
This is true.
Right, and it gets too blurry. Even if it is truly, you know, an innocent friendship. One of you were attracted to each other at one point in time. At one point in time you were, and I don't want to be sitting there trying to figure out if, you know, if that attraction is still there. So I'm not saying you have to get rid of your friends, but you certainly need to make some, you know, pretty clear distinctions to how you're going to handle that relationship once you're in a serious relationship.
So this comes up a lot, you know, with women. Shy, what about the gay best friend or the gay friends in general? How do you feel about that?
I still think they're dick and emergency glass. Like, it has to be a real, real big emergency. But a lot of these gay guys are, like, they're not really practicing gay. Like, I'm hearing about guys that are, like, they're flamboyant, they're fruity, but haven't really done it with a dude or stuff. Or maybe they're experimenting, and or maybe they
you're
just haven't met the right girl.
She may be assuming that he's gay.
Assumed fruit, or a non-practicing fruit, or just, you know, fruit in disguise, whatever.
Non-secular fruit, you're saying. Okay.
I'm not with any of that, man. Like, all of that
So that's a good point, because a lot of women say, oh, that's Craig. You know, oh, no, Craig, he's homo, you know. You say you don't buy all that. You got to see Craig with James or something like that doing something for you to believe all that.
That group setting.
And by the way, all coworkers want to sleep with you. There's no such thing as a friend
in the
coworker.
I repeat,
there is no such thing. Work is an aphrodisiac. As soon as you see somebody there that's decent and you go to lunch with them, somebody wants to sleep with somebody. Regardless.
I agree with you. There's nothing but pent up stress at work.
Yep. Happy at home or not. You wonder what their ugly faces look like. I don't, you know. That's why I don't work.
I knew there was a reason. I just didn't want to go out and okay.
You can't be trusted in office.
So
I can't do it.
So we live in a society where basically everybody wants to fuck everybody.
I mean, we are animalistic. We are animals.
Okay.
And it comes out when we try to put labels on stuff and try to, you know, calm ourselves down and figure it all out. It comes out, man. You know, you got exes that you done slept with, dealt with, had relationships with, but said, oh, no, we were friends before that. So now we're back to friends, really. I tell you what, ladies, send them a test text, one of those testing, thinking about you. Remember that time? What would happen if? What if I said?
Wait, time out. Remember that time? It's the same as thinking about you? That's the same shit right there?
It's similar. Or
I need to go
the universal. The universal, I had a dream about you last night. Oh, word. What was it? Oh, I can't tell you. Ding, ding, ding.
I know about that. I know about that.
Yeah.
Dream about you.
Oh,
yeah.
Once they say, oh, I can't tell you, that's like, come get this, please. You know.
Okay. Well, we have some callers that's trying to give us their perspective. And if you want to call in, dial 323-657-1479 and dial 1. And right now we have on the line caller 301.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey, please tell me if you hear my voice. Can you hear my voice this time? Loud and clear.
Hear your voice.
Oh, that's fantastic, because I didn't know what I was doing. But so what's good, everybody? My name is Marissa.
What's really good?
I don't know. I got so much to say on this topic because I have a lot of guy friends. I've always had guy friends. You know, I grew up with an older brother, and I always felt more comfortable with guys as friends.
Mm.
I'm not going to say that there hasn't been that awkward moment where, you know, a couple of them was like, well, yeah, you know, I'm feeling you and blase, and I'm like, let's not go there. Let's just be friends. Let's continue to eat pizza, whatever we do together. But at the same time, a lot of those people are still friends with me. You know, they're not homosexuals or anything like that. I don't think so. I'm not all in their business like that. But
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you're two adults, you know, and you make a statement that, look, I'm not feeling you like this, but I still do enjoy your company. I'm not in a relationship. You're not in a relationship. Then that's cool. Once one of y'all gets involved in a relationship, however, it gets more difficult, because I've had a situation where, you know, I had a really close guy friend, and we actually made music together, and he got into a relationship, and this girl was, like, tripping. Like, every time we would get in the studio or whatever, she was tripping, like, full-fledged
tripping.
That was me.
Studio? What,
was
she
kind
of a gangster rapper?
That was me.
Studio.
What do you mean you making music with that?
What's going on? You a model or something?
She said they was making music. You know what that would sound like?
I'm just saying,
being two of those,
two
friends,
yeah.
You know, right. And then you have the female that was kind of tripping, so he starts creating that distance, you know, in respect to her. So that does affect the friendship, because you're like, what did I do? I didn't do nothing but exist. I'm not, I can't, you know, don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
You know what you did.
She said, I know what I did.
You know what you did. You weren't playing ball. You weren't playing ball. So he replaced you. That's what happened. But go ahead.
Well, to this day, what's that?
Do you have any female friends or just male friends?
No, I have plenty of friends, period. I mean, when I say friends, too, I mean, I agree with the fact that people do use that term loosely. I'm going to say that I'm one of them people that use it loosely. I mean, for me, I have very few friends, you know, people that I can count on, that can count on me 24/7, no matter what time of day it is. But, I mean, you know, you have acquaintances, you have, you know, people that you might just want to chop it up with every once in a while just talk to.
Things like that, you know.
Not that kind of chopping.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying conversation, you know, just like how
okay.
We all are talking right now, you know.
Gotcha.
It's there's nothing wrong
you
with
the,
that.
But
if they work both ways, however.
I have a question. Marissa, do you have okay, so I know the experience that you're talking about, the whole studio situation, the girlfriend, all of that, but have you had some successful experiences where you've been a friend of one of the guys and they have a girlfriend and that transition goes well, where you become, you know, maybe friends, or there's no animosity between you and the girl? How does that work?
If feelings were involved at some point and somebody was trying to push the relationship into something else, you know, beside a friendship, I mean, it really falls on that person whether they're going to be uncomfortable or comfortable with somebody else, you know, the other party having a relationship that, mm-hmm. you know, you either got to fall in or fall back. If you're going to fall in with the fact that they have another person in their life and you just got to adapt to it, then, you know, be an adult and adapt to it. But if not, then, yeah, people end up falling off because you show that you really weren't interested in the person's friendship to begin with. You just, you
right.
had ulterior motives. You had
that
ulterior
she
motives.
She said fall in or fall back.
Or
that
fall
is temp
back.
Talk right there. You need to applaud her thing. Mm-hmm. Fall in or fall back
she
before
said
you
a
fall lo- off. I hear that.
She
That's
said
a
lot of
Thank
temp
you.
Terms.
Yeah, a lot of
things.
That's
a lot of new
friends.
Yeah, chopping it up, making music.
Chopping it up, all that. I am afraid
yeah.
of you.
But thank you for calling and call back.
Thank
you
for calling, Marissa.
Thanks
you
for
know,
having me.
Appreciate
it.
You know, when I was growing up, you know, a woman with too many platonic male friends, you know, we had a name for her. I don't know, is that the
mm-hmm.
same now? Is that the same or is it different now?
I don't know if it's the same because people like some people are disillusioned. Like she's probably thinking that these guys don't
she can't hurt
want
her. She's not. I mean, she has six brothers and you know eighteen male friends. You know she watches
but
football.
I know girls.
You know, she
yeah,
wasn't
I know
at
girls
the definite
like
time yesterday. are they easy? I don't know. About these things. I
Yo,
come to the show. I come to y'all to put me on.
Yeah, but I know girls like her too. That you know what it is? They hang around men so much they kind of adapt those traits. Like you heard the term she was using, the
mm-hmm.
slang she was throwing out.
she probably treating dudes kind of like, yeah, that's, I know a lot of girls like her, and they're attractive women, and they almost act like dudes. So they take on those characteristics, and they don't turn into, like, whores or anything like that. But when they get down, it's like, whatever. Like, it ain't no big deal. They're not feeling real pressure. They're not feeling, you know, girly. They're not feeling like anything. It's just whatever. So it's nothing for them to have a dude and call the dude their boy. But at the same time, you know, dude want to get in their drawers. So.
Okay.
No, I mean,
that's
exactly still the same thing. Even though she may not have had feelings, one person always does and at least tries before they can be, quote unquote, friends.
But I still don't believe this, though. You can't tell me that I can walk into a room, let's say a networking party, and, you know, I meet a woman that I'm not attracted to, but just because of law of, I guess, nature, she must be attracted to me. Like, I don't know if I buy that. But, you know, I've been in situations where I didn't feel her, and I'm damn sure she didn't feel me, and we went
mm-hmm.
along and just dealt with whatever we had as far as business or hobby-wise. So I don't...
You could definitely have casual and business encounters. I mean, I don't want to jump the bones of the guy at the supermarket just because he's a man. But maybe
don't you though,
over
Jasmine?
Time. Say it again. You said don't I?
Don't
no,
you know?
No, I don't.
Okay.
You know why?
No. Hey,
because
I'm trying
he's
to get
the grocery
point.
Man. Because
okay.
he's a grocery man, and I'm not attracted to that. You know, so
it's
there's
a
lot of things. Yeah,
he's
I'm not.
To grocery
sorry.
Man.
If you're a cashier, I don't want
Look,
you.
If you're a grocery man, don't bother stepping to Jasmine. She don't mess with that. Now, is it the minimum wage aspect?
Fall
is it
back.
The tip? What is it?
Yes.
Okay. So if you make $7.25 to $9.83 an hour, you do not try to holler at Jasmine.
Don't you dare.
If you're counting your money by the hour, period. If you ain't talking about annual salary by now, do not holler at Jasmine.
Please don't.
Because she is not feeling
no.
you.
No, okay. Whatever.
She's not
into
that.
You can replay. I'm not. Thank God. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry, but we had to shut her mic off because we didn't want her to fall back. And we have another caller. Area code 850. Going on? Who this?
Hey, this is Lavita.
Hey, Lavita.
How you? That's Shorty. That's Shorty. What's up? How you doing?
I'm good.
Why
I'm
you just getting
your points
all like that?
What happened?
Nothing. I was talking to Vic. Go ahead.
Don't cry, Vlad. Let her talk.
Mm.
Hey, Lavita, what's
so
up?
So what's the question?
What's in your mind?
Okay. Calling about this subject. I didn't hear everything from the beginning, but I think in most cases, it isn't possible for people, a guy and a girl, to be just friends unless, you know, somebody always has the attraction. Either the person who had the attraction stopped liking them, you know, just gave up, or they talked about it, decided it's not going to work, and they move on.
Well, Lavita, let me ask you a question. When we speak on attraction, we're talking about, okay, Lavita, she's sexy. What do we mean, like an emotional connection? I stumped her. Look at that Donahue shit right there. I'm asking you that when you say attraction, do you mean just a physical attraction? Like, oh, that's a good-looking guy right there. You know, he's cute. Or do you mean an actual emotional longing or connection?
I would say the latter. If you're going to be,
really?
If you're going to have a relationship, I mean, you meet people, you meet guys anywhere. You can meet them at the grocery store. You can meet them at work. You can meet them at the gym. You can meet them at church. But in order to establish a relationship, you got to get to know that person a little bit more. And most people get to know a person a little bit more from, you know, being attracted to them. And finding some way, either physically, mentally, or emotionally, you know, they'll have some kind of attraction towards them.
Okay. So let's just say, I don't know, let's say you met me, right? So you met me and I wasn't feeling you. If what you're saying is true, logically speaking, you would be feeling me.
In most cases, I don't know you. I never met you, so I can't really say that.
No, but
for sure.
We can arrange that.
No, but you said earlier a couple of seconds ago that it's impossible, meaning that you were speaking on cases that you've never seen before. So I'm asking you, since you say that one of them is definitely going to be attracted, I'm asking you that if I met you, me being a man, you being a woman, if your theory is true, if I wasn't feeling you, would you be feeling me?
But she's saying if y'all become a friend.
Maybe if we become friends.
Okay.
I mean, it depends on how we met. Like if we met through Jasmine and I was intrigued by your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is what attracts me towards you.
My spirit.
But you do know that men don't need a spirit to be attracted to. Like they could just want to do it to you. And that's enough. Like the friendship.
I know now.
Yeah, it goes out the window like quick. It's just like, but they'll say they're your friend, like all that. Yeah, tell me about that whack man you got at home, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about all your problems, like.
That's
yo,
what I'm saying. A lot of guys always come to you like, you know, tell me about your friend, you know, and they have ulterior motives.
Yeah.
What guy wants to really sit there and listen to all of that? That's
no, I do though. I do it. It helps me out.
Me too.
I'm a Leo, so it strokes my ego just if anybody to talk
and
to anybody.
I'm a Gemini.
I got a God complex, but that's just me.
And I have a God complex too, so yeah, that's me and Charlie. I'm here. But you know, I hear a little bit in Lovita's voice. I hear pain.
What?
I hear you crying. I don't know. Have you ever been friends with a guy and thought that he was your friend, turned around and liked you? Has that happened to you before?
Yeah, it's come about it a lot of times.
I know. I hear that. Girl, I hear you. So did you feel betrayed by that?
I didn't cry about it. I mean,
not on the outside, maybe. No. But did
I didn't feel betrayed.
How did you handle it?
How did I handle it? Let's see. In some cases, I avoided it.
She was in the lineup.
A lot of cases.
In other cases, because they weren't man enough to let their motives be known to me. I prefer somebody who lets me, you know, how they feel since they didn't. Then I brought it up and told them, you know, there couldn't be anything more than just friends between us.
Is that because they were already in the friend zone, or is it just because you were never attracted?
Getting to know them, seeing how they approached the situation, the possibility was out the door.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Lovita.
You're welcome.
We love you, too.
Love you, too. Bye.
We'll be hollering later. So, someone hit me in the chat room. Penn State Doc asked me in the chat room. I was following the little averages and shit. He said it, like, if I'm not feeling her, right? So, she asked, says, Vic, look in your cell phone. And tell us, do you have platonic female friends in the phone book? And the answer is yeah. Like, I don't understand. Yeah, I got a few platonic friends in my phone book. I don't know.
Why?
I mean,
do
you
have platonic friends?
Things in common.
Yeah? How many calls have I gotten about a date that you went on that was supposed to be your friend or a text message that you've gotten from someone that was your homie?
Well, first of all, I'd say that was in the past, sir, when I was younger and a little bit more inexperienced. But the whole thing is that I still don't think those were dates.
You still what?
I said my testimony is that I still think that those were not dates.
They were just outings with friends.
Outings with friends, yes.
Okay, but are
why
they your friends?
Why can't men and women go on outings?
No, I agree with that. I've done it.
Okay.
However, at some point in time, you've been confused because you don't know how to read certain things.
I don't. I'm illiterate to certain situations, yes.
So, therefore, there's a chance that these women were not all your straight-up friends, that they had some type of motive, right?
There's always a chance, yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, if it's more than once that you've spoken to me about somebody that, you know, said something in a text or wanted to come stop by at a certain strange hour of the night.
I think we lost Sha. I don't know what happened to his mic, but
unmute him, you know, right now.
That's Kawan. Kawan's on the board right now. You know, but I think Sha's back. You know, here's my thing, Sha. Just because I may be, you know, confused by a certain thing doesn't mean that there's always an ulterior motive.
Not always.
Like, you know, if I say, hey, yo, I'm about to go, let's say, to lunch with this female friend. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if she's feeling me or not. You know, you come, she wants to fuck you, Vic. Like, it's not necessarily always the case. Maybe it is the case. Maybe, what did you eat, corned beef? She wants to fuck you, Vic. You know, that may be the case. But, I mean, I think that sometimes people are just getting together, you know, talking about things that have nothing to do with them. There's no emotional connection. They may be doing business. They may be planning things for the community, whatever. Like, I think that
I agree.
Maybe, yeah, when people are limited, I think that's when you run out of things to say. I think that's when you can't find value in someone of the opposite sex. But when I'm just saying, when you're an evolved person, y'all would know what I'm talking about. Yeah, matter of fact,
Community leaders have a shut their mic off, Kawan.
Thank you. Now, all I'm saying is this, right? That she mentioned community leaders. Let's say that I am with someone planning, I don't know, a Boy Scout troop or some shit like that. Because I'm into all that, Lovita. You know what I'm saying? No. Why can't we be getting together at the table to discuss the children? Why not the children? Never the children?
Am I back on? Can I talk?
You're back on.
This is bullshit. Yeah, on
a thread. You're hanging on a thread, right?
All I'm saying is that I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with you and your Boy Scout troop meeting, pause, but if you have, let's say you have an upstanding, good-natured woman like Jasmine, who's not just going to come out and tell this male friend that she met, that she may be interested in something more than a friendship. Not necessarily want to sleep with him, not necessarily want to be with him, but she digs him. He came to her on some homie vibe or, you know, a working vibe or whatever. She's not going to throw it out there. She may offer a slight hint and wait for the guy to catch on. Now, if he doesn't, he doesn't. Vic, you have been that guy that doesn't catch on numerous times in your life. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that this person doesn't want to be your friend. Huh?
But here's my thing, though. I admit that. You know, Vic is caught, you know, blindsided many a times. Here's my thing. You know what I'm saying? And blindfolded, but that's another story. It doesn't mean to say that it's not possible at all.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what are you saying?
What kind of world do we live in? I don't understand. So everyone except for Vic thinks that men and women can't be friends. I would imagine that when you're in a relationship, thinking that particular thing being true, you must be a very
mm-hmm.
jealous person because, you know.
No, you're just a real person.
I agree. I mean, if you just listen to these examples, I think that you would be crazy to be in a relationship and be like, oh, you know, she's just, you know, just went out with the guys, or she's just in the studio with.
Nah, y'all wildin' though. Nah. Oh, no.
Oh,
I mean,
it doesn't work like that.
You can't be in a relationship, right, and think that your husband or your wife or your man or your woman wants to fuck everybody of the opposite sex or vice versa. It makes
you
feel crazy.
Vic, I'm going to ask you this. When's the last time you had a serious girl? Matter of fact, don't even tell me. Just imagine that girl in your head right now. You live with her.
Hold on.
She's your girl.
Hold on. Did that count? I don't know, because we just met.
No, she can.
Okay. Lavita's out drinking with her peoples. She's out drinking with her peoples.
Okay.
She's your girl.
Okay.
She calls you.
Okay.
She's like, you know what? I'm partying.
Wait, with my people?
With her peoples.
Yeah,
her
with her brothers. With her fraternity
her
brothers.
No, not the frat. Not the frat. That's different.
Not the frat.
You better bring your ass home.
You met.
You fucking with the frat.
No, listen. I ain't even finished.
You met her. What?
Yo, I didn't finish. You met two of her co-worker friends, one that, you know, you're cool with, you know that she hangs with him once in a while, whatever, whatever. You're not the jealous
type.
You're an evolved individual. She calls you. She's like, you know what? I got to stay by Jamal's crib because I can't drive home. He said he'll take me in the morning.
That's simple.
I'm
going to
sleep on his
couch. You know what I mean? Finish. Yeah, I'll probably shoot somebody. Not her, though, because domestic violence is wrong. And a man should never hit a woman or shoot them. But me and Jamal, we're, you know, it's going to be a problem.
Why? That's a friend.
Because
a buddy. A homie.
Because.
Right.
No. Vic is not stupid. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole different thing. I ain't stupid.
If it was Denise, you ain't finna,
be over there with Jamal, the Q dog. You know what I'm saying? Sleeping on the couch.
He lives right around the corner from the club.
Nah.
If it was Janine, it would be okay.
No. Wait, what? No, because a lot of them be lesbians, too. You can't trust it.
Let's say you're asleep, and she just sent a text. She ain't even call you and ask if it was okay.
You ain't even see the text until you woke up in the morning. I ain't see the text.
Yeah, you ain't see the text. You got up, like, oh, shit, I woke up.
I'm like, wait, babe, where you at? And she's with Jamal on the couch, you saying?
Slept on the couch all night.
Nah, that's crazy. Look, that's wrong.
Is it?
Yes, that's wrong. That's a very extreme situation.
Is that extreme, Jasmine?
No, it's not. Those things happen.
Jasmine, you
and
be
if,
sleeping on dude couches like that, Jasmine?
No, I try my very best not to.
So it don't be happening.
But let me tell you, when you go into these relationships with these false ideas, like, oh, baby, I trust you. Oh, baby, it's whatever. You keep doing what you've been doing. If you hang out with the guys, hang out with the guys, and then you're put in that situation, that is a disrespect to your relationship. But wait, I just want to – one of our callers sent a message, and I guess they can't get in, and she says – this is, I'll just call her DB from Miami. No, women and men cannot be friends, especially if the friends have had relations. Either person will stick around for the chance to make whatever pop off. Friend my ass. And I mean,
she's
I just think.
Status right now.
I really
she's
think
Facebook,
that you have to.
If you want me, you better come holler and get me. I'm born again.
Been.
You know what? I'm learning new things here. I'm born again.
Born again.
No. For everybody, Piper, you know what? I thank y'all because I was living a lie. I was living a lie, you know.
See, and Tanny says that she slept in the same bed with a dude, but they didn't have sex, but they cuddled. Do you want your girl cuddling with her friend?
I don't know. No, I don't want that. I don't want that.
Okay, well, that's a friend.
You're getting it a little bit twisted. I'm not saying that I believe every story. I'm not saying that guys don't want girls and vice versa. I'm just saying that this is not always the case. That's like saying, okay, it's always the case that if you leave your wallet, you know, somewhere, it won't get returned. Okay, you know, most of the time, someone's taking money out and somebody is, you know, taking the credit cards out and all that and you know, is leaving it there on the bus. But there are people that would return the wallet. All I'm saying.
You're right. And those are the evolved individuals. However, send a test text. If you believe it, test it out. Send out one of those text messages. What you doing tonight? Anything. Anything that alludes to being horizontal with somebody and see what you get back. Send it to your whole
now
BBM
what,
list if you want.
Now, what answer am I looking for right now? What you doing tonight?
I think you know exactly what you're looking for. Anything that keeps the door open.
You'll know.
Anything that does not slam the door in your face, like, what the fuck are you talking about? Anything
so
like,
this,
if you don't
nothing.
Get one of those.
If she says nothing or ain't shit, that means it's a green light, you're saying?
It's a green light, brother. If she blanked you, you know, try it again. She probably thought it was a mistake. She wants to
hear it.
I think Candy's a virgin. I don't know.
Zoe said what? She said what?
Not everyone is screwing everyone. Some people are actually friends. That's after they have already tried.
Yeah, I don't
want to
fuck Zoe.
Yeah, but maybe that's because she doesn't. I'm seeing this right now. After you turn her down, you guys can be friends.
Nah.
It's like a formality, you're saying. But I don't know. Everybody? Why don't we just say majority?
Why don't we just say majority?
Yeah. I can deal with that.
You know what? I can deal with majority, yes.
I think you can get the sexual tension out the way. I think
it's annoying, though. You know what's annoying?
What's
annoying is that, you know, when you meet a woman, let's say you're dealing in a business setting, you know, you do music business, whatever, and you meet someone that has a certain resource that you need and, you know, can help you out, you know, you're networking, and in the industry, they're always thinking, oh, this DJ wants to fuck me, or, you know, this, he's not listening to me. And I think that women have that on their shoulder, I think, in the business world, that they're not being taken seriously because every guy wants to fuck them. And that's very frustrating for a guy like me who is very business-minded, that I have to go above and beyond to, you know, to act be asexual and prove that this is all about business. So I think sometimes people just, no, you know.
Yeah.
But the point is that there are people out there that can have a conversation and deal with the topic at hand and not be lustful with it. And if,
you're right.
I think we all can. But why don't you then?
In some instances, we do. All we're saying is that 9 times out of 10, somebody doesn't want that. You talk about two different relationships. The conversation was about friendship. We talking about hanging out, chilling, talking, shoe shopping, and, you know, whatever. That's something else.
I mean, and you definitely have to be careful.
Are you in the chat room right now? You see what they're saying in the chat room?
They're saying Vic pulled down your boxers.
The ladies are getting nasty.
But the no-shame, what's going on with him?
Wait a minute, bro. I got ejected with no shame from the group.
No.
It's the ladies are getting frisky, and no shame is like, who wears boxers? He says as soon as he gets in the crib, he's butt naked.
Ah, brother.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Ain't got no shame.
Saved by the bell. Watch your mouth. We have caller 300. Blobbity blah.
Hello.
Yo,
hello.
Who is this?
This is Soul Sonic.
I'm at
work right now, you know, sneaking away to speak to y'all. So if I hang up, like, that's just my balls, it's just my neck.
Wait, you work at a grocery store? Nah, I work at the gas company, man. I knew it. I do nails.
I do good design for you. In reference to men and women being friends, I think a man could be friends with a woman if she was like unattractive or fat. I think if she was like a hot chick, there's no way he's just gonna want to be her friend, man. I'm sorry, man. If she comes around and she's wearing something nice and you'll be your friends or something, and she got her back turned, y'all always gonna give each other a look. And the opportunity comes, I don't know too many people that would deny it. I'm not saying not all people would, you know, there's nothing, you know, so concrete like that. But I think the majority of the people would kind of react toward that in a lustful way, you know. And I think women might have guy friends around or something like that, but y'all talk to each other a certain way, and, you know, I don't think that can exist really truly outside either. There is a nature that exists within between men and women that, you know, it's kind of, I guess you can say carnal. I mean, if that's, there's no better word I can think of right now.
Good word.
At the end of the day, there is, the man has a penis and a woman has a vagina at the end of the day, you know, and sometimes you can't control, when you wake up in the morning, you can't control your boner. You can't control it in the morning. It comes up. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, certain things I think are kind of out of our control, you know. But, I mean, there's people that can master those
control.
Things and meditate and stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
I agree.
Yo,
with
when I get a girl, can't none of you motherfuckers be next to her because I don't know no more. I don't know about
exactly.
her. Exactly. She's going pretty well. She's going to have all that. And all day I can trust y'all. And the barbecue.
But you already know. You already know how people get down. You know what I mean? And these are just from my experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I can only speak upon my experiences. And, you know,
the
things that I've come to learn about myself. Yeah, and other people. You know what I mean? Like I said,
So, Sonic, let me ask you a question. Right?
Go ahead.
You're telling me that, you know, you come through to the barbecue with the white skin kids and everything. And I go in and get some barbecue sauce for the tofu and shit, you know what I'm talking about? And you outside, you know, with my woman, wife, and my two children, you telling me you couldn't keep the flashes in your man, boss?
Of course.
Telling me
I
that
mean,
you see,
you know,
there's
time and place for everything, especially if I know somebody. There's a level of respect and there's a line I won't cross, you know what I mean? Oh yeah, natural, you know, nature that kind of rules us or controls us, but also we have a mind, you know, and you know there's a certain place you take your mind when this is your friend. I'm not gonna say, oh man, you know, I'm not gonna say, oh yeah, I don't even look at girls. I mean, look, you have an attractive girl, I can acknowledge that, but it doesn't mean I have to be lustful toward her. Of course, there's a line that you can draw.
Would you look at my wife's ass, though, is my question.
But check it out.
That's
if you weren't around, If you weren't around and I didn't know that was your wife, that's a different story then. That, you know what I mean? That's something totally. If I didn't know that was your wife or that I didn't know that was your girl, that's a totally different story. And you know what? That's bullshit. Because I keep bringing girls around my friends and shit all the time. These motherfuckers be doing. They don't even give a fuck. They act like I'm not even there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you know.
But in the past, I've met your woman in the past. You know, and
uh-huh.
I haven't looked in their eyes, nothing like that. You know. Maybe I'm just different.
Yeah, right, because that's because, you know, it's understood.
Like
yeah, because, you know what, because you have a code of ethics and morals that you follow. You know
I
what
don't
I mean?
Like no,
not
no.
everybody follows that. Not everybody follows that. You have a code and ethics that you, and you have a standard that you live up to. You know what I mean? Them days are long gone. I mean, it's rare to find people like that nowadays. You don't find people that have honor and have respect and, you know, like, you know, those are considered, I guess, old school values now, you know. I mean, I just consider them to be values, period. But those values don't really exist in the younger generation. I don't see it, you know what I mean. And, you know, like I said, you know, everybody's different. Everybody, you know, like I said, you can be friends with a woman. Some people can. It all depends on the individual and their willpower and, you know, how they see things. But I think, you know, just from my experiences alone, being around certain people and just the majority of people I've been around, you know, I think it's hard for men and women to be friends. Even friends that I've gone to high school with, we're just best friends. And I end up with, you know, when something happens, you know? So it's like, yeah, it's my prom date back in high school. You know what I'm saying? I'm blowing myself up. We were just best friends until a couple of years ago. And then she's like a little hotel, a timeshare in Atlantic City. Got jacuzzi in his pocket for a week. I'm like, what the hell? This is my friend.
Yeah, right. Sure it is.
Well,
but this was a few years ago.
Thanks for calling. So, Sonny, we have a minute left. If everybody know that Vic got a gambling problem, so if any of my new friends want to be in Atlantic City with the jacuzzi and everything, I'm down. I'm a new man.
Levita.
I'm changed. I'm changed. My Facebook status is going to be something real crazy. I got mad friends, so I expect a lot of inboxes right now. It's about to be a summer of love going down right now. If you want to get down with the dating show, brightideas@themostpitching.com. If you want to prank somebody, what is that? brightideas@themostpitching.com. And, Sha, Jazz, any last words?
No.
Challenge them. That's all I said. You think somebody's your friend? Just like Charlie Murphy said, challenge them. Challenge them with a text message.
Yeah, what you
Charlie Murphy, a friend to the room and a great comedian. I'm going to do that. I'm sending my text message tonight. If you get a text from Vic tonight, let me know what's good.
Let me know how. Right. Good night, guys. The chat room was great.
I'm going to come back. Next week, ask me what happened.
Oh, yeah. We want to know.
Yeah. Follow-up, part 2.